Chant It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Chant It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see, real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light.
Let's chant it down, so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit, so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna start the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Welcome to Chant It Down Radio, where we deprogram from the deprogram. I'm your host, Loomis. The website is chantitdownradio.com. This is part 3 of 5G, Tyranny in a Cute Package. My guest today is Matt Landman. And this is actually part of a bigger umbrella of a series of shows in the series of shows page on the website called EMF Pollution. And I think it's good to listen to it all. But this is part of a trilogy. And it ain't Star Wars or The Matrix, but I think it's actually more important than both of those stories combined. Although this is sci-fi coming near you. Unfortunately, it's unraveling pretty fast. But be sure to listen to part 1, which was episode 123 with Max Egan. And part 2, which is episode 124 with Ilana Freeland. This is a very important look into it all. And between last year's shows, episodes 104 and 105, with these same guests, and this year's, you have everything you need to know about 5G, but you were afraid to ask. So, listen to Matt Landman, and I'll see you on the other side with my comments, and enjoy. Chant it down. Matt Landman is becoming a household name on Chant It Down Radio, the creator of Franken Skies, the movie, an event thrower, boots on the ground, giver of some of the most important info of our time, and now a designer of a radiation deflecting clothing line, researcher into vaccines, GMOs, chemtrails, radiation, and the 5G takeover, one of the most practical, passionate, active, actual activists I know. Welcome back to the show, Matt Landman.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And, well, it's been a little bit here, maybe about a year since we last talked about 5G and how it's taken over. What is, in a year since last April, how has it advanced in, at least in from what you can see in the United States?
Well, a lot of the local municipalities are trying to figure out their way through the ordinances and what have you, but the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, they're the ones in charge here with the rollout of anything telecom. And they claim that local municipalities cannot consider human health impacts, and they've also initiated shot clocks. So like a sporting event, a timed countdown shot clock where municipalities have to make, and towns and cities and what have you, counties and whatever, they need to make decisions on how this installation infrastructure deployment is to go down. So a lot of that has happened, and a lot of towers have been put up in a lot of communities. But really, when you learn about the infrastructure and how much it really involves, this isn't going to happen overnight. A lot of communities, they still need 4G massive towers to be put up, and they're called 4G LTE, a lot of them, because it's a long-term evolution is what it stands for, the LTE, yeah. Which is, they'll be adaptable for the 5G But really, to put the infrastructure in, it's going to take some time. And so we have a little bit of time to empower ourselves with the education to bring forward to our members, whether it be the mayor or county board of supervisors, what have you, so that we can put in ordinances in place or even outright ban it from our communities so that we can, you know, live happy and healthy lives.
Yeah, well, that's good. A little bit of time. I'm realizing that now, too, as I've called all the internet providers here, and they don't know anything about when 5G is coming here. Now, Hawaii is behind, but they don't even know anything. I even called the FCC, and they really don't know that much either. Of course, they're this low-level automaton order-following people, but at the same time, they really it is going to take a while. I mean, I see it where it says places are 5G ready. And does that mean it's not fully active yet? I've read that some people have routers or can connect to a hotspot, but is it really like fully active in like anywhere in the United States or the world? Well, maybe I think North Korea or South Korea is, but everybody else, I don't even know.
As far as I know, there's been trial programs and experiments, you know, and those are vague enough terms to, yeah, it's probably on in some places, but is it on publicly with people using it on their cell phones and whatnot and the Internet of Things? No. I was just in Sacramento, California, the capital, for an anti-vaccine protest because the children, public school children of California, just lost their right to opt out of vaccines for medical exemptions. So even if you've been vaccinated and you've been injured by vaccines and your doctor says you shouldn't be vaccinated again, the doctor's right to help the child by not getting those vaccines has been taken away. So now it's the state's decision, and the state generally will say that you have to get your vaccines no matter what. So I was in Sacramento and I saw the infrastructure. And it didn't feel so good, but what are you going to do? I was there for the protest, so I held out as long as I could. But the infrastructure was there, the lampposts and the street lamps and even on the wires. Some of these some of these small cells are even as small as a cubic foot, and they're on the telephone wires. I would imagine that they're experimenting with it, that maybe it's not completely on, but it's not completely turned on anywhere quite yet.
Yeah, well, that's good. So we do have some time and some activism still to do to get things rolling the other way, hopefully. It's hard to tell people about, I don't know if you, because you experience this a lot in your own activism, but it's hard to tell people about radiation because they can't feel it or see it, and it's nearly impossible to get anyone to give up their phones for their health. So I mean, where have you found your activism effective in telling people about 5G?
So you struck a good point. It's really hard to explain a lot of this stuff. And for me, it's really just a trial and error. You know, I tackled chemtrails, and at first, I bet my approach wasn't as level-minded as it could be to reach a broad audience. And I'm learning that with 5G. I'm learning about simplifying and how to meet people where they're at. I mean, even their phones, like you said, nobody wants to really demonize this device that they love so dearly. So I approach it in a different way. This is a good segue to talk about some health mitigation techniques for people that do want to keep their phone.
Sure.
So your phone, it emits non-ionizing radiation. We can go in and talk about that a little bit. But here's my approach for the phone. I say that for instance, I talk about blue light first because this is a nice, easy, gentle one. And I've talked to some middle schoolers recently, and it was very well received by a broad audience. So we have a color spectrum of light that we can see in our eyes. On one end of the spectrum, and the color of the light is dependent upon the size of the wave, of the light wave. So everything is in waves. All right. And so we've got light waves that we have red waves. They're a little larger, and that's the color red. And even a slightly larger wave is infrared, and we can't see that. It's outside of our visual perspective. And as you go down the color rainbow, the size of the light waves, the waves, they get smaller. And at the very end of our color spectrum is blue light. just after blue light, because the size has changed, the color has changed, is ultraviolet. Ultraviolet, the properties of ultraviolet light are harmful to humans. It can mess with our eyes if you stare at the sun because of the UV, the ultraviolet light. So right there, similar properties to ultraviolet light is blue light. All right? And blue light can cause similar harm. Most impactful and important to realize is blue light causes harm because it disrupts your biological rhythm. We are based on frequency, and we tune to the frequency of the Earth, which is the Schumann's resonance, which is about 7.4 hertz. A hertz is how many times the wave goes by per second. Okay, so these invisible waves are flying through the air, and how many times they go by per second is their hertz. So at 7.4 hertz, we tune and we get grounded. We tune to the Schumann's resonance, which is the resonance of the Earth, and we have what's called a circadian rhythm. And so our bodies, based on our pineal gland, it knows what time of day it is, and even our endocrine hormonal system knows what time of day it is. And based on the time of day, we produce different things like cortisol, dopamine, melatonin, serotonin. And if our clock gets disrupted, we get disrupted and we don't produce certain things that make us happy and what have you. We can get depressed and we can have spikes in teen suicide, what have you. So you don't want your clock to be disrupted. So if you're staring at a screen at night, you're telling your body, because of the blue light, you're telling your body that it's bright light, that it's high noon, that it's noon outside, and your clock gets completely reset. And if you keep doing that, looking at the screen late at night, whether it be your tablet, your smartphone, your laptop, you're disrupting your circadian rhythm. Okay, you're disrupting your cycle. But you can get a blue light filter, all right? And you can put the app on your phone, and it times when to turn the blue light filter on, and then it can make the blue light filtered out, and you don't disrupt your sleep or disrupt your whole circadian rhythm, and you don't get depressed. It's a very easy risk mitigation technique to still keep your phone, but have this little fancy app on it to make it better on your eyes so that you don't get macular degeneration and go blind after 30 years, which is what Harvard research studies are saying. Also, you can turn your phone on airplane mode when you go to bed, and that kills everything and you get no radiation. Also, you can put your phone on, you can turn the data off, also known as power saving mode. When you go on power saving mode, your smartphone's not constantly emitting radiation. It's only radiating when you're using it or receiving a call or receiving a text, but it's not constantly updating the apps every second and constantly emitting radiation. So we can learn how to keep our happy, special, smart devices, but at least, you know, mitigate and lessen some of this cumulative radiation. So then we can get into ionizing, non-ionizing radiation really quick. So before Chernobyl, the scientific community thought that the only bad thing was ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation, it's called ionizing because it like strips an electron and ionizes. It produces heat, so it's thermal. So radiation that produces heat, it was the only radiation we were worried about before. But then we learned after Chernobyl that low-level radiation that doesn't actually heat still causes harm. So that's called non-ionizing radiation. It doesn't cause heat. It's non-thermal. And non-ionizing radiation has been proven over and over again to be cumulative and have severe impacts. Tumors, cancer, depression, you name it, right? All those things. So our phones and all these devices, they emit this non-ionizing radiation that builds up. If you have a Wi-Fi router in your room, you know, you don't want that. You want to at least unplug it at night. And there's certain things that you can do. But the reason why we need to learn about all this, unfortunately, we all need to learn about it, is because when 5G comes, we want to be ahead of the curve. We don't want as much bioaccumulation of radiation in our system, and we want to learn how to mitigate our exposure and know about all this stuff, because when 5G comes, okay, and so long story short, I pride myself in at least being able to simplify some of this information, all right? And 5G, here's the simple approach, okay? I mean, we can get into the size of the waves, weaponized technology, 1 millimeter size, frequency fence technology for the active denial system out of the military, all this stuff, it's very much fear-based. It's not empowering. Nobody wants to share this with anybody and what have you. But here's the knowledge that you can just pass on. 5G requires a small cell tower every 500 feet. Okay, so the likelihood that you're going to have one right next to your home is very likely. Yeah. All right, those cell towers that they're putting in as 5G, they emit way more radiation than current cell towers. I've read 100 times more radiation. I've read 5 times more radiation, but it's extremely more.
For the 1 millimeter wave, you're saying.
For the 5G,
which is
going to be a small cell, which is going to be right next to our home.
Right.
So essentially, the information really simplified down is we're going to end up, if we don't protest this and put in some information to our cities and have ordinance changes and what have you, we'll have what's called a small cell within a few hundred feet of our bedroom window, and that small cell will actually be emitting way more radiation than current cell towers. So do you want a current cell tower right out front of your house that emits 100 times more radiation or even 5 times more radiation than what's current? You don't.
No.
So it's like, that's just the information. That's what it is. That's it. All right. That's what the infrastructure requires for the deployment. They need so many because the size of the wave is so small that it doesn't go very far. And we can talk about that. Let me just get this out really quick and then I'll pass the mic to you.
Yeah,
so it's really interesting. So radio wave frequencies are how we carry information, and it's pretty fascinating. So you've got transfer of data, and it's carried on radio waves. So, for instance, we have AM waves, and the size of the AM wave actually matters because the size makes a difference as to how far it can go. So the size of an AM radio wave is about 1,000 feet tall, and it can go through buildings, go through humans, go through all sorts of stuff. The size of an FM radio wave is 10 feet tall, all right? And as you get smaller, the more towers you need because to propagate the signal, to carry the data, because of the size of the wave, it doesn't go as far. So now with current technology, the wave is shrinking down to about an inch nowadays, and the 1 millimeter size of the wave as 5G approaches is the smallest radio wave that there will be. Like, it doesn't get any smaller. So there's no 6G, 7G or anything. No, all that talk is just propaganda, right? Yeah. It ends, the buck stops at 5G. It's just about the infrastructure of 5G as the Internet of Things unravels and everything becomes a transmitter for the signal. Okay, so the problem with 5G, and it's pretty much related to that blue light story I told, is radio waves, they have the properties of light. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second, so do radio waves. And as the radio waves get smaller, down to the size of 5G, they impact our bodies. Our bodies think it's light. They even bifurcate cells, cause cellular division because of the actual size of the wave. And then we can study EMF fields and show that it causes tumors in rats, and women that wear their phone in their breast have a square-shaped tumors pattern. You know, it makes EMF fields make sperm swim in circles. There's a National Institute of Health study. I think I talked about this last time on your show where people were being the suicide of the utility workers,
right,
from them when they're installing the towers. And I mean, the EMF fields, there's numerous studies. And then when you link it from chemtrails to 5G, the biggest link for me is that these high EMF fields have been proven in rats, especially to break down blood-brain barrier, cause blood-brain barrier leakage. So whereas before we've got aluminum in our air from the geoengineering programs that are ongoing, and then these programs are being publicized and normalized, so there's going to be a bunch more of the spraying. But the aluminum doesn't get into our brain, thankfully, because we're happy, healthy. We don't eat fluoride, and because the fluoride will escort that aluminum to your brain. And because we're healthy and happy and we're good people, we don't eat too bad and we detox here and there, we don't have the aluminum build up in our brain from the air. But if our blood-brain barrier is broken down from a high EMF field, we will. So the chemtrail agenda starts to come full circle with the 5G small cells at every doorstep, and you start to connect the dots and see that, you know, it's overall not a good thing. I'd rather just go backwards in technology, which I actually have done with my cell phone now.
Ah, good. So you killed it.
Yeah, I've got a flip phone kind of thing, right. A slider phone. It's pretty cool.
Well, a lot came up when you said that. Let's see if I can think. So I guess one thing is with this whole chemtrail spraying. All these fibers in our bodies, all these metals, it's been being sprayed for years. It's been getting into our systems. It's on everything. But with this 5G, it probably theoretically would activate all this. Otherwise, it hasn't been making a huge impact other than, you know, more Alzheimer's has gone through the roof. And, you know, it has been making a small impact. But I'm thinking that that's what's going to happen once they turn it on. It's going to activate all this. Is that right?
That seems like a potential, because a lot of the 5G, if you've got the control of the frequency, you can control the alpha waves of and what have you, the brain waves of the people around you. And if there's metal in their brains, then I'm sure you could control it a lot more, especially if the nanotech is able to harmonize with the technology you've embedded in them. But I believe if you are resonating at a high enough vibration, and if you're aware and you don't consent and you detox from these chemicals and, you know, do what you can that you can escape it. I think one of the biggest correlations to comprehend is that high EMF fields, they cause trees and plants to tweak out on their terpenes and cause crazy flammability in trees and plants. Okay, so EMF fields cause crazy flammability. It causes fire hazard, and they want to put something that produces extreme levels of EMF, more than we've ever seen in history of humanity, everywhere, which includes around neighborhoods with trees and what have you. Add your smart meter, which is already potentially causing fire hazards and is already making the EMF flammability issue. And then in the spray of the chemtrails is fire accelerants. Okay, you've got barium, lithium, and aluminum oxide, a patented fire accelerant. And then on top of that, let's not forget that when it starts, the fires start up, these winds are geoengineered, and if we want to empower ourselves with some truth and be, empowered with being proactive, right, mm-hmm. instead of just being fear-based, being solution-oriented, with the geoengineering weather control that already exists, we could easily make it rain on these fires, okay? So there's a solution. There's an alternative to the opposite side, which is fear and not acting. We can actually talk about these geoengineered windstorms on top of forest fires. We could actually flip it and actually make it rain on these forest fires. We can make clouds and make it rain in just a few minutes. So this is something that people really need to know. So the tie to it all is you've got small cells creating fire hazards. You've got geoengineered windstorms on top of these fires, and then in the geoengineering soup that's sprayed is all fire accelerants landing on these trees, weakening the trees by alkalizing the soil, and then they've got the aluminum in their trees, which they can't uptake water, so it causes even further harm. But these trees are embedded with fire accelerants because of decades of spraying.
Yeah.
All right? And then you add the terpene levels going through the roof from the EMF fields, which is very well documented. I mean, if you bring this to the attention of your local authority, whether it be your mayor or whoever, I mean, honestly, some communities will stand up to this, but it is up to us to bring it to their attention. Otherwise, they'll just think it's another cell tower, you know?
Right. You brought into mind the California fires that happened a year ago, and it's been said that most likely is what happened with that, with people in the know.
Yeah, actually, pretty interesting that the power company PG&E has accepted blame and has gone bankrupt because they claim that they caused the fires because of downed power lines. But it's my assumption that they caused the fires purposefully through the smart meters, but they're blaming themselves and getting out of all this financial trouble and going bankrupt. And then they have to, of course, charge the customers more because they're not going anywhere, right? They have the monopoly on power in California.
Yeah.
So they're claiming the responsibility, but not telling the people the actual truth, which was more likely than not these smart meters surging. I mean, I assume you're referencing the fires such as the car fire or a handful of fires, but the last one was the one in Paradise that took out the whole town.
Paradise. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
really sad.
When you look at the broader picture here, when I look at it, I've been asking this question lately. I mean, what do you think about the evolution, this evolution of technology we've been given? I mean, is it natural? Is it right? Is it even human? That sometimes I think, is it really even coming from humans? I mean, that's just what I think sometimes. I mean, the internet itself, created by DARPA, these devices, the whole thing. And the reason I ask this question is, I've been thinking lately, is it really a good thing? I realize that it's in the wrong hands, all this technology, but is it really just making our lives more complex? When I look at it all and what it's doing to humanity, I mean, people's attention spans are shrinking because they're on their device and radiation exposure. I mean, people are zombified in their phones. And I can't help but think that life was probably better without all of all this stuff, because we're losing our practical skills and our connection to our earth roots. And if it's going somewhere this dark, then its origins must be wrong in the first place. I mean, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, you're awesome, Luminous. I think so, man. I mean, to be completely honest, I've given it a lot of thought too. I try to think of where we're headed and what I can do to alter the trajectory the best that I can with what I've got, you know? And I've thought about, it seems like it's like a virus, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's like a parasite, technology. And it's, you know, the way that it's been introduced to us in this slow fashion, I mean, it wasn't long ago. I mean, it really wasn't long ago when we went from black and white TVs to color TVs, and are right there, people were hooked. You know, the next step in the evolution of technology, people were going to be scrambling to get it, and they do, and they have been. And where's it leading? It looks like it's leading. I mean, with all this EMF, and then we won't be able to have kids, and then we'll be convinced to become robots, and then transhumanism this, and fake Mars trips by Musk, and all this programming, and then no one will even be looking at the sky. I mean, as if they're already in their devices, but it's going to consume humanity. There needs to be a balance between the natural and the unnatural world, right? At least 50-50. And we're completely, in one generation's time, we went from a very nice equilibrium. We're all beings of balance and duality. We had a nice balance in the natural and unnatural. And now we're becoming completely consumed in the unnatural world. Imagine a world where people just pop on their virtual reality headsets to go into nature, right? It looks like the trajectory, we're completely running from the natural world, right? Mm-hmm. And there I see huge problems for humanity. It's actually anti-human. And so therein lies the question, was humanity ready for this? Was this on our timeline from the get-go, or has it been introduced as some sort of weird plague by maybe who knows who or what? But I think it comes from, you know, I've started to think about, like, biblical stuff. I was like, did the devil bring this shit, you know? Like, I have no idea, but I don't think that humanity was mature or evolved enough for this yet.
Right. And I don't think that if humanity coming from the heart was producing this, it would come out in the same result. I don't think that we would be coming, it would be us so isolated and people in their devices and isolated and their unconscious world. I just don't feel like any of this came from the heart, and no one asked if it was right.
Well, and it surely seems to be degrading truth. You know, like, people don't trust their gut, their intuition. They trust their device. Even if it's spewing disinformation propaganda, they'd rather take that as the authority than truth as the authority. And the erosion of truth, there's nothing good about that.
No, not at all. No. And that's where I see things going. But I don't want to ever give people the thoughts that we're going to a gloom and doom situation completely. I mean, obviously this information points to it, and it makes everybody feel like, oh shit, we're going to go into, you know, some kind of technocracy. And we are, if we don't do anything about it. But there is ways that we can get out of this, I feel, because like you say, that things aren't fully 5G yet. Yes, they're going that direction, but I feel like we have some time. Now, a year ago, I thought it's coming in right now, and we're kind of screwed. But now I'm starting to get a little bit. I got some good news from Max Egan. I got some good news from a few people around me that it's not all gloom and doom, and that there is still hope. Is that where you're finding? Is that what you're finding at all?
Well, for sure. And I've noticed that the social media and the media at large, the way that they spun the 5G as if it was already here and we were doomed, there was a lot of fear to it. And when the fear stuff starts to go viral, I start to realize that it's meant to disempower us. It's meant to disempower the activists and stick us into a fear place where we don't feel like that we can do anything. And I was there, right there with you. But there is hope, for sure, and that's a great segue to talk about my new clothing line, which is titled Hope, or actually it's titled Spero, S-P-E-R-O, which is Latin for hope. And the catchphrase for the clothing line is wherever there is hope, there's always a silver lining. And everything in the line is lined with silver. And the goal here is to protect humanity, give us an option, opposed to just getting radiated and living in fear of cell phone technology and what have you. But also, I want to create a revenue stream so that I can further finance all this activism. I host these global conferences, and now it's getting into EMF, and I'm producing these films, and it's always so hard. But if I can make a company where I'm protecting people, especially children and pregnant women, and then actually being able to roll it over into more activism, actual activism, and revamp my website, actualactivist.com, and really link up people around the world, I can't wait for it to be a success. So I'm lining with silver cloth baby blankets, men's underwear, maternity aprons, hats, got a really awesome Spero hat, t-shirts, sweatshirts, I've got a cell phone pouch. Yeah, it's coming together slowly but surely. I've got a GoFundMe with some cool videos that you could at least check out. The information on the GoFundMe is really critical, and I encourage anyone to please just at least take a look. I'm not pressuring anybody to donate, but if you can, much appreciated to help this get off the ground, because it's been a slow start, but I'm plugging away slowly but surely, prototyping all these different garments. And as of now, I do have a couple that could already come to market. I'm looking to get the website up soon, sparrowprotectionclothing.com. And yeah, it's very exciting. So check me out on gofundme.com/protectionclothing. And what it is the silver, and I've been assured that it will even protect from the 5G radiation. The silver, it deflects the radiation. I've got experiments I've done, and it's been proven, but the properties of the silver, it actually deflects the microwave waves when they hit the silver. I've actually worked with copper that does the same thing, but it's not as easy to make the copper into a woven fabric, so it's not as durable. And then there's steel fabric as well that I'm working with, which is really badass. It's all really cool. So ideally, I mean, we won't have to scramble for the woods or your island or you know, wherever quite yet. So I'm hopeful to offer a solution to people that are electrosensitive or conscious or pregnant. Evidently, in a lot of countries in Asia, it's common practice to wear these protective aprons when you're pregnant or when you want to have kids. The men are wearing the protective silver-lined underwear because they're well aware of the problems of it all, and they don't have a fancy word for it. They don't call it EMF. They just call it radiation, just like off a nuclear power plant. You know, it's radiation to them, however you see it. But over here, we put a fancy spin on it, and then we don't let the EPA regulate it after they tried to, and we gave it to the FCC, and they determine all the health impacts, and they say if it doesn't heat, it doesn't harm, right? And that's just ludicrous. So,
yeah, well, yeah, that I had no idea that in Asia that they actually took care like that, because. Well, I just had no idea. Wow, but that's cool, Matt, that you've really designed. Now, are these going to be, you think, affordable for people to buy? And is it? Do they look pretty good? Pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal: affordability and style. Because on Earth that doesn't really exist for EMF protective clothing right now. And I want to bring it into the market in such a cool way that it's actually copied and bring it into the consciousness so people are like, what's that do and why do I need it? And wow, that's awesome. And of course, I want to protect myself from that because my friend got a brain tumor right where he holds his cell phone to his head. You know, it's like it's coming into the consciousness. People are right there and they want something. They don't even realize that they want it. But I mean, I've got so many friends that have the stickers on their phone that they claim disrupts the radiation, and I know it does nothing. I've got the meters, right? So actually giving them a solution that's not just some bogus sticker is you know, my objective.
Good. That's awesome, Matt. And you got another film coming out eventually, you said, too.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that the film will highlight the successes of stopping 5G in the town that I now live, Ashland, Oregon. But the film will talk about frequency and 5G and what it is and how we can, you know, empower ourselves with the knowledge of the impacts of this so as to protect ourselves.
Awesome. Well, that Matt, thanks for coming on the show and sharing, and you're welcome on any time. And I hope that we can put a stop to 5G. I hope we can really have this time before it really gets active and this race really picks up to where we can actually put up enough resistance to really basically deflect their radiation.
Yeah, no kidding. And I just want to say on a final note that the day that I became an activist, you know, I've never looked back, and it's been the best thing I've ever done. I can't stress it enough that if I could encourage just one person to get active out there, if you really put your mind to something, your and your heart and your soul, and you put it, you know, day in, day out, even if it's a few minutes a day, you can do amazing things. So please don't give in to the fear mongering out there. I've noticed that the world wants you to be afraid of speaking your truth, and it's really not that scary of a world out there. So keep your head up and speak your truth and do what you can. So check out my website, frankenskiesinthemovie.com. Please, if you haven't seen Frankenskies, the documentary, give it a look. And then my website, actualactivists.com, and then my YouTube channel, Matt Landman, my Facebook, Matt Landman. And if you can check out that GoFundMe/protection clothing, that'd be amazing. And check and look out for Sparrow Protection Clothing, which will be available hopefully by the end of the year.
Awesome. Yep. And, you know, once you get active and once you realize that this system doesn't care for you, you no longer feel like you have to serve something that doesn't care for you. And it gives you a purpose, and it makes you feel like you have something to give humanity. And I think that's a really awesome feeling. Well, thanks a lot, Matt, for coming on. Thanks for chaining down the system.
Thank you.
All right.
Do you have any 5G antennae in your neighborhood yet?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for it. It's coming soon, though. It's coming soon.
So I'm guessing from that reaction, then you're very comfortable with it rolling out in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love 5G. I love automated everything. I love the faster downloads. I love driverless cars. I love all the tumors and the cancer and the surveillance and all the enslavement. Yeah!
All right, guys, you're going to come with me for a little walk here into nature, a little hike. And here next to a little stream, maybe you can hear it in the background. I'm going to find a little place in the shade here and talk about what I've been talking about for 3 episodes. It's really great to have Matt on. Matt is someone who is very knowledgeable and took all this into his own hands. Almost fell there. To really give it to you to understand in a simplistic form, nothing too complex about all of this that's going on. Not just 5G, but all this EMF pollution, everything. And I think what's important is to have this info ready so people can understand it simply, so you can explain it to them, and it's like a template, so you don't have to keep trying to think of what you're saying and just have it ready to say. But yeah, people need to understand how all this really works, because if people can't see it, they don't know it's there. And everybody's so distracted. But yeah, Matt Landman is a great guest because he's one of the most motivated activists I know. I've always asked in my head,
You know, what makes some people so motivated to make change in this world and go where the truth takes them, no matter what others think, compared to the rest of the people out there? And I think it comes down to the fact that that people are too invested into the system. They believe in its current form and that it must just continue on, and that they don't have reasons to distrust it. It's served them on their shallow journeys. It's all they know, and they never veered off of the beaten path. But with this 5G, the real root problem is that people don't know who they are. And that might seem unrelated, but it's not, because they've been raised to trust the system. Many people just think that this is just the next step in the evolution of technology. And, you know, and it's easy to think that. I mean, it is, because based on what 1G to 4G did, it just seemed like, you know, little increases here and there. But even that was big. You get people from just having a phone and answering it to staring at their screen and being zombies from 1G to 4G. But this is not just another little step. It's a launching of a military-grade weapons system. And it's at very least just a sophisticated control system, but much more than that. And the real problem is that the real root problem, though, is that humanity doesn't know who they are. And if we were raised to know ourselves and didn't go through an indoctrination system from basically birth, you know, preschool to the end of high school, and then some go on to college to get that extra dose of brainwash, and then get that job and go through that until midlife crisis. If we were raised consciously and we were raised to know ourselves, then we wouldn't have a more solid, we would have a more solid foundation built on truth and not what the system wants us to do and believe. Not to mention our own paths and loved ones are programmed to push us through the same system that we were brought through to reinforce it. This is what you gotta do, honey. It's this is life. You gotta do it, you know. And even if they love us, it's just that they're caught up too. We have to realize that sometimes. If we had built into our childhood good discernment, intuition, good morality, and some solid understanding of what this world is really about, we wouldn't let this type of system roll out. 5G wouldn't be the next big problem that humanity is facing, but it is. And on this show, I always like to bring it back to the root problems, because otherwise we're just looking at symptoms. Doctors look at symptoms all the time, most nowadays in Western medicine, and that's what we're not trying to do here, because we're trying to get to the root. And that's ultimately what Channel Down Radio is all about. Humanity doesn't know who they are, and we've been raised to think that we need to earn money, and that that's our purpose, especially in the Western world, and we don't understand our origins. I mean, that's another thing, is we are just in this because we believe that this is how it all works, but we don't understand our origins, civilization's origins. And religionists unwaveringly believe what they believe and have no additional questions or research, you know, at least mainstream ones. And science believers are the same way with their beliefs. And between those two perspectives, that's basically like 95% of the population. Most people have varying degrees of belief in those, but basically that's like actually probably like 98% of the population, maybe even 99%. Yet both belief systems, you know, no matter what religion, I'm talking about in general, or science, make a lot more sense when you come at it with a truth-seeking mind. Both belief systems, you can see what sticks and doesn't stick. And a lost people without origin is easy to control. And both of those groups, too, science and religion, they're not going to try to stop 5G. Come on. You know, I mean, maybe some people within those that are not stuck in the mainstream, I'm not excluding everyone, but especially science, they just think it's the next great thing. You know, technology is great, excluding independent, open-minded scientists, people that actually, you know, are, you know, trying to help, such as some of the people I've mentioned in the last show when I was talking with Alana Freeland. A sharp-minded conscious society. That's what we're talking about here. That if that was the base of people, this sharp-minded conscious society wouldn't have ever let this world unravel the way that it has. From the very get-go, they wouldn't. You know, if we were raised right, they wouldn't work for big corporations like Monsanto, for example, just because it pays the bills. Oh, they employ me, they treat me all right. I get a check every 2 weeks, all right? Or real conscious humans wouldn't choose money and a job over destruction of the earth and messing with God's creations, messing with the natural. We wouldn't have allowed ourselves to be taxed on our income if we were sharp-minded, conscious people, you know? We wouldn't have money in the first place. All we do is feed this non-stop money machine, this monster. The system constantly needs our money, here and there and everywhere, just to keep it alive. We also wouldn't destroy the earth, which is our very lifeblood, if we were a sharp-minded, conscious society. High-minded, conscious beings would be way beyond this. That's why I always create my hip-hop group was People Beyond. We're beyond this. Beyond this. We all are. We just forgot. Humanity forgot. So, and the indigenous peoples that were following universal law and lived peacefully and didn't try to conquer others wouldn't have allowed this either. And they were fought off long ago, long time ago. They took their last stands hundreds of years ago. From the Native Americans to Native Canadians, Australian Aboriginals, all kinds of tribes here and there. Or not even just tribes, or anyone. It doesn't matter what culture, race, or whatever. Anyone living peacefully the way things were for thousands of years. All that was stomped out a long time ago. Those fights were a long time ago. So now we're just clutching at straws, tiny bits of this fight, hoping to make a difference, when the whole thing really needs to be looked at. And that's why I always bring it back to this, whatever it is, even though this show is about 5G, this is the roots of why we're here at this particular time. Humanity has lost its path. It's lost its earth roots. It's lost its connection, its spiritual connection. It's lost it's lost its connection to God. I mean, whatever you want to call that form of consciousness out there, the all-knowing, whatever you want to call it, it's lost that. like Matt said, it's like we're running away from nature. And that's what a lot of this show is about, Chant It Down Radio. If you've been a listener for a long time, is we're talking about that, you know, all the time. But, you know, to bring it back to here, I mean, again, with this 5G, I can't stress enough that the central part of this New World Order, besides conquering rogue nations and putting in a central bank in the guise of freedom and all the different events that are happening to push this agenda forward, the central part that has been unchanging and just keeps on going forward as everybody else is distracted is this control grid. This merging of man and machine, this AI, this chemtrail spraying. This has been this continuous solid agenda that they've been conducting behind the scenes while people are watching their favorite TV show or caught up on who's president or deep in their job vortex. I mean, what I mean by that is job vortex is where all they think about, all people think about, even after they're at home, is their job. I mean, how many people are just primarily focus in on their job world, which is meaningless compared to this vast universe, this minuscule, meaningless, doesn't matter at all. But, you know, I mean, how many times do you, like, I know I've worked places where you want to hang out with your coworkers after work, and all they talk about is work. That's the job vortex. And we really need to not be stuck in that either. That's another thing people are stuck in all day, because you spend your whole fucking life there. But anyway, people are distracted. And yes, there's a terror event here and there, and false flag this, and ISIS this, or, you know, some crazy thing that happens here. But the magician has tricked you to look at the stage show, and that's what all that is, while giving you your favorite toy, you know, and that is the cell phone and the internet and spraying your fucking skies. It's true. So all these things that, you know, this is the real scam right here. I mean, yes, the internet is fun. I enjoy it too. I mean, here's the show. It's on the internet. And yes, these phones are useful. There's a lot of great things that you can do with them. I mean, you can do things like record on them, like this. But sharp-minded, conscious beings, conscious humanity, wouldn't allow themselves to have a radiation device, a homing tracking device in their hand, especially their children. You know? I mean, have you ever noticed how stupid people look when they're stuck in their phone screen? Have you ever noticed that? Like, when you're not on one and you're just looking at someone, like maybe your lover or your friend, and they look stupid on it because you get annoyed with each other when their attention is not there, when they're just not completely there. And, well, guess what? We're all stupid for being stuck in the screen, in that little black screen. I mean, we're all stupid for taking so long to text when you can just call someone and say all those words in like a quick paragraph and not take a text the wrong way and miscommunicate. I mean, what are we doing? This is crazy. This crazy humanity. We're being bombarded with a serious problem in society. I mean, they got you addicted to these phones. They got you addicted to the internet. And that's a serious, serious problem. I mean, and it doesn't seem like it is because everybody else is doing it. And even me to some degree, you know, I do unfortunately own a phone, but we have to realize that this is a problem. I mean, look at the kids of today. I mean, it's like they might as well just get the chip. They might as well get it inserted, their phone inserted into them, because that's what it's coming to. I mean, confront the telecommunications communities about it, or the companies, or you know, any of the, you know, internet providers or whatever, and they'll say, well, we didn't get you addicted, we just gave you the phone. But they were designed to draw you into this black screen, into the world that doesn't actually exist. These screens were designed to bring you in. And like Max Egan has said, it's like a scrying mirror. It's like the mirror in Snow White, or the mirror that magicians used. And it has every possibility in that little black screen. So why not go in this invisible world? It's funny because if you explain the internet to an alien from another planet or someone who has never heard of it, they would be confused. They'd be like, you know, well, it's just these images on the screen but it's not real. And then you try to explain it, and it just wouldn't be easy to explain the internet to somebody. It's actually less real than many indigenous mythologies out of the past. I mean, those were usually based on some kind of physical thing, not always, but are some kind of, usually, something that happened, or metaphorically, you know. It's also an interesting concept to think about the internet having all of the world's information at this time. So if we lose it, we lose a chunk of history because people wrote everything down here in the internet instead of books, or stone tablets, or cave paintings, or petroglyphs. And I'm talking about far in the future, if humanity still exists, and this chunk of history is gone because if the internet, you know, shut off, which ultimately I think is probably a good idea because humanity is stuck in it. And maybe it could be brought out, you know, if the internet wasn't brought in by these guys, DARPA, CERN, that kind of stuff, and created to capture us, and you know, it could have been maybe a different thing. Again, the whole world would be different if it was a sharp-minded, conscious society. But, you know, I'm just rambling here, and I'm passionate about this ramble, though, because this is what humanity is going through. 2019 is like the start of a sci-fi movie as we roll this in. So 5G is coming, and the question is, can we stop it? Max Egan in episode 123... you know, it gave me some hope, but that's not sit on your ass and have a faith in these miracles hope. This is doing something about it that we might be able to do it. But even since then, about four or five cities in Australia have actually rolled out 5G. So it really is coming, and we have to do something about it. We have to be actively trying to stop. It's a military-grade weapon system, and if you had listened to Alana Freeland in episode 124, the last episode, she brought it levels deeper, and it certainly is mad science, and we are certainly in for a dramatic increase of radiation, and to really see what this is doing on a cell level, a cellular level, and we're opening up a Pandora's box that we will not probably be able to shut, and possibly it will go interdimensional. It's that crazy. And then finally, here on this episode, Matt Landman brought us home with his pragmatic approach by promoting a radiation shielding clothing and to not let this information scare you. And I think that's really important. That's really important. I talked extensively on the last show about just that, not letting this information scare you, even though we're going into what looks like hell in a lot of ways. But, you know, never get all scared, you know? Like Matt said, the fear part can disempower the activists. And yes, we're looking at a dark material, and it can paint a dystopian future. But, you know, how many times do I have to say it? There is more of us than them. There always has been. And we can pull away from this system at any time. It doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't. And that's the thing. You know, enough of us can do something. And not everybody needs to do it. Just enough people that a number that matters can change this world in a minute. Because really, it's really just a few people that are orchestrating this through a bunch of order-following people. That's it. That's it. And so never go with the fear porn. Know it, but let it guide your... But let yourself be guided by your intuition. And never go with that fear. Never go with that extra, oh no, we're all doomed, such kind of feeling. Go with the, hey, you're going to be a warrior, and you're going to go through this regardless. Be a warrior, not a worrier. And can you do that? Well, it's tricky. It's a tricky dance, but I think you can. So, yeah. With this 5G coming, it seems like we're going to probably have to go through it unless something big happens. But just to remember here, and this is why I'm here in nature today talking to you, is to remind everyone that this is where we came from. This is the real planet. This is real Earth here. This will never be taken over. I mean, for example, your phone. Yeah, they're water resistant, but if you threw it in this stream right here, it's eventually going to go. You know, Earth takes over. Roots grow through concrete. Earth cannot be stopped. It's a living organism. All of it is incredible. It's an incredible planet. We treat it like shit, but it's an incredible planet, and it will make a comeback. And unfortunately, it may have to be the one that gives its wrath, because this planet, like in the Bible, in the flood days, or any of the cultures that talk about the flood, you know, it says in the Bible that the Earth basically needed a cleansing. It was in a time period where it was ready for a whole new makeover, or a reset, if you will. And that's possibly what it may take for humanity to become a conscious, sharp-minded society again and realize that what we're doing is way off from this nature. We're always trying to fight against it, run away from it. Yet this is it. Yes, it has, you know, lions, tigers, and bears, and crocodiles, and alligators, and snakes, and all that. Not here in Hawaii, luckily. But, yeah, all that is part of nature, too, and it's harsh. The rain, the cold, the wind, the snow, the heat, all that is harsh. It is a harsh planet. We're here to, you know, endure it. But this is reality, not in your screen. 5G is not reality. It doesn't have to be reality. And so, yeah. Just remember that this is the bigger picture. And I always like to bring it back to this, because 5G is just a symptom of a giant problem, and that is that we turned our back on this. So chant it down, guys. Chant it down, everybody. Chant down this system. That's why I chant it down, because I know that there's much better. There's this. There's amazing, miraculous nature. There is so much potential. So be a warrior, not a worrier. Thank you for listening to the trilogy of shows, and I'm not going to do any 5G shows for a while. This is pretty much it. You know, this is for a while anyway, until things advance. So, yeah. All right. Chat it down. All right, that's it. 5G. tyranny in a cute package, a three-part series. I think after listening to this series of shows, you will realize that it's not such a cute little package, but they're selling it as that, as faster download speeds, and it's going to be great with the IoT, the Internet of Things, and some kind of utopia. Well, I think at least if you've listened to this enough, you have changed your angle, and at least that looking at it. And if you know people that would be happy to hear this information, people that need to know it, whatever the form it may need to be, please help spread the word on the show. And if you have the financial means, help support the show. All you gotta do is go to chantitdownradio.com, put a tip in the jar, buy an album, or even join Patreon, become a Patreon subscriber. You can help an artist out, help someone out. I work a full-time job, so really, I could use the help. Thank you for those that have donated in the past. I appreciate it, because it does help out a little show like this. And then there's the other side of me, too, the lyricist side, the freestyle side, the part of me that just has been doing this stuff forever, just rhyming and everything, right? You know, you can buy my album, but also, at the end of every episode, I always like to freestyle and to freedial into the information that gives you different pages, different stages, and I'll never erase this because I'm just pacing this and making this up as I go. I'm just kind of thinking the cup overflow. Here I go. This is no go. I'm not a goalie. I don't have goalies, but I'm pulling things from the ether and making something that makes your imagination twist a little bit. So we know we need to get intricate and we need to figure this out. So just don't worry about the internet. Do something outside so you can actually go in and live outside. Live live and don't live the lie, because we need not to hide. We need to survive the human race.